Roughly a quarter past eight here on Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. Michael Jones joins me to have a bit of a chat about the wonderful world of cinema. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to talk about a couple of films today. They're both coming out today. First, start with The Free State of Jones, and that has nothing to do with me at all. No. It's a movie with Matthew McConaughey in it, Kerry Russell, Christopher Berry, Mahershala Ali. Not a familiar name to you, but you may know him if you've seen House of Cards.
Yes.
Plays Remy Danton. And another actor, actress, Gugu Mbatha-Raw. They're all in this film. This is a film directed by Gary Ross, who also co-wrote the screenplay. Now, The Free State of Jones is, I must say, very loosely based on the true story of Newton Knight, who was played by Matthew McConaughey. He's a defiant Mississippian who deserted the Confederate Army during the Civil War and ended up leading a rebellion against them in his home county of Jones.
Wow.
With the help of poor farmers and possibly escaped slaves, though there's no evidence to show that he did any work with escaped slaves. This movie looks really good. It obviously close attention is paid to the what people looked like and how they dressed during this period and, you know, how they lived and also how they died, often very gruesomely. Yeah, there's some pretty brutal battle scenes and there's a couple of really unpleasant scenes towards the end of the film involving some of the African-American actors that I won't go into. But you just get the feeling that they're just trying to cram a bit too much into the what actually turns out to be a very complex story if you do a bit of research into the real man, Newton Knight. This film is about 139 minutes, but you just feel it's possibly not quite long enough. It could have been, this is more the, there could have been a miniseries just based on Newton Knight's family life, for example. There are some completely fictional characters added into the films, which are the escaped slaves, whilst there are other important elements, which I'd say 13 of Newt's children from two different women, they'd be fairly important elements which are just left out of the story. He only has one child in this 10-year period of the film.
Good.
13
good.
Missing children.
Oh, wow.
Yep. There are solid, you know, solid performances from the lead cast, but I just get the feeling this film is trying a bit too hard to be worthy. You know, possibly, you know, Oscar bait. I'm not sure, but it's ultimately it left me feeling a bit unsatisfied. And The Free State of Jones sort of left me more in a state of wondering what could have been.
I like the idea of the miniseries, but you're right. From what you've described, smells like Oscar bait.
Yes. Anyway, let's move on to something a bit lower down the totem pole as far as, class. David Brent, Life on the Road.
Okay.
Ricky Gervais, he's back. The film is written and directed by him. It's been almost 15 years since that BBC Two documentary, The Office. However, the camera crew decide they're going to catch up with David Brent one more time just to see what he's up to these days. And it turns out that David Brent is currently working as a sales rep selling women's sanitary products. But he's also pursuing his dream of becoming a rock star.
Oh, finally.
Yes, he's booked a tour and he's going on the road. Turns out the tour's not that big. It's only a few dates in local pubs and clubs, but I won't tell you too much more. But look, despite the rock band tour premise and the whole new cast of straight men and women, this is Ricky Gervais returning to very familiar ground. David Brent is still the same obnoxious prat that he always has been and not really getting it. So expect a lot of awkward and cringeworthy moments, some truly awful songs.
Oh.
Yeah. Like I've got this earworm going around in my head at the moment, a song called Lady Gypsy. It will just drive you insane. And another one called Native American, which is just the worst. But you also expect quite a few laughs as, you know, once again, David Brent embarks on his quest to be liked by everyone.
Of course.
You know? I guess the underlying message of this film is that I guess there's a little bit of David Brent in all of us, really. But we really shouldn't try so hard. Look, fans of the original series, I think some fans will be, like, really pleased to see David Brent back, whilst others may be a little disappointed by the slightly twee ending of the film.
Oh, okay.
But, look, I think what fans who like the kind of sadder element of the original series, I think what they should understand is there's 96 minutes to wrap this whole thing up in, whereas, you know, the original series of The Office, there were 14 episodes,
yes.
You know? So I can understand how it ends as it does. Look, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking perhaps reality TV has perhaps lessened the impact of some of David Brent's more cringe-worthiness. even though he was a fictional character, now we see real people
doing much worse things
and even tweeting much worse things these days. So I guess the audience now are about able to relate to him just a little bit more. I think he's a slightly easier character to like now. David Brent, Life on the Road, it's like visiting a favourite holiday destination or, you know, putting on an old pair of, comfortable old pair of shoes. It's enjoyable, but I guess you wouldn't want to live there forever.
No.
No. Anyway, look out for the accompanying David Brent Foregone Conclusion album. It's available on iTunes. I'm just warning you now.